I was not speaking lightly when I said, if by that time their descendants continue to arise, because I then noticed the same extraordinary singularity with regard to the new conformation of the planetary body of beings of the female sex that I had once noticed long before in the process of ordinary existence of these strange three-brained beings, and parallel with this I carefully observed all of its consequences. This curious phenomenon first occurred there before the loss of the continent of Atlantis. In the process of existence of a small group of three-brained beings originating from various large communities of that time. These beings existed in isolation on the then famous island called Balakanira, which was situated to the east of the continent of Atlantis and was engulfed within the planet at the same time as Atlantis itself. This small group died out, owing to the same strange particularity of the formation of the planetary body of the beings of the female sex, and the manner in which the continuation of their species ceased, was then called by the learned members of the Society of Acheldans De Subsentosiroso. This extraordinary phenomenon, which took place in the course of several centuries before their race finally disappeared, was the gradual narrowing of what is called the pelvis in the beings of the female sex. This progressive narrowing of the pelvis took place at such a rate that 2 centuries before their race finally vanished, the appearance in God's world of their, so to say, haphazard conceptions was effected by the means then called citric and now called cesarean section. At this point in Beelzebub's tales, a cross-current or eddy began in the ether, which penetrated the whole of the ship Karnak. This signified that the passengers were being summoned to the Jamjampal, that is, the refectory of the ship, where all the passengers assembled periodically to partake of the second and the first being foods. So Beelzebub, Hasin, and Ahun ended their conversation and hastened to the Jamjampal.